Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights, then you stand. Watch out for the man, on drugs in your land. Guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, from a tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a Comatell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point fingers not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the spoons with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA agents. Everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigos finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's
known,
now they wanna sign
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
I'm just a man of my word.
I can
get it. Okay.
You want to see what I asked you?
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shows together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Yeah. Oh, don't you dare deny him. I am your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. We're here in Atlanta, Georgia, for yet another episode of Black Power Radio. We're happy to be with you tonight, especially because we've had such a rejuvenating spirit going here in Atlanta, and such a rejuvenating spirit in Jacksonville, and such a rejuvenating spirit in the city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're happy to have Minneapolis on line with us tonight. We hope that you will enjoy this episode of Black Power Radio. We're talking about journalism, writers, authors, and how they plan to end the police brutality with the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. And, well, as we all know, self-defense is the key to the sentence. And, again, I'm your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and we are the Cubs of the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and we hope that you will buckle your seatbelts and enjoy this episode. If you will go out and tell a friend that we are live here on your radio, my, at 646-478-4447. Again, now this is only for the numerically pure at heart. It's 646-478-4447. Some might say 4447. But whatever methodology you may decide to use tonight, we know Black Power Radio is the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your smartphone, perhaps even on your dumb phone. It could perhaps be on your laptop, could be on your desktop. About whatever means you tune into your car radio, tune in by the internet, by the computer, by whatever means that's necessary, but you don't want to miss this episode of Black Power Radio. And as you all know, we are in Atlanta, Georgia, for the rejuvenation. As we leave, this will become new Atlanta. And as we reach out, we can see new Norfolk, Virginia, a new Washington, D.C., a new Charlotte, because we've taken on the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And we're here with the author of the Book of Khalid. It's on the Amazon network and might be on the shelf in your library. But we do have the Book of Khalid. It was written and prophesied that it would come. And we have fulfilled the prophecy, and the Book of Khalid is here. In no wise different than the Book of Matthew, Luke, and John, it is no less from the source of the divine Lord of all the worlds. You may question that, but we will cause you to bear witness to the Book of Khalid by the proofs and the evidence that's in the Book of Khalid. That there's undisputable truth in the Book of Khalid, and we know that all of the knowledge, is not in the college. We know much of what you need may perhaps be in your college, your local, national, or international college. But we know much of what you need for revolution is in the Book of Khalid. It's in the Cubs of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We have come by the Cubs, the Honorable Doctor and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. We have come by the Honorable Hashim Ekhanaten and Zinga. And, of course, we have come out of the Cubs of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad himself. And he has written and prophesied much of what we have manifested at this hour, from Donahue to No Shoe, to the Wrecking Crew in New York, to the ATL, from Los Angeles to Chicago, from Houston back to Dallas, from Dallas to Fort Worth, and from Fort Worth all the way to San Diego, from New York, Brooklyn, and the Bronx. We know no matter where you go across America, you will run into a Cub of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. I don't care where you stop. I don't care where you go. They are talking about Khalid Muhammad in a manner that is most dignified, because he dignified the black activism, revolutionary, and is doing much to dignify the black revolution at this hour. We say that black revolution is the only solution to the problems that have plagued black people for years for far too long, but we are incorporated X right now and going against the opposition. The opposition is bringing about a new form of corruption that the white holies are going in on black people and doing their normal dirty deeds for them. But then they run to the journalist or run to the news anchor and get a press conference and say, I quit. We're not letting these crackers off the hook. They think because they have gone and said, I quit, that they're off the hook. But we're letting you know that we're here to put you back on the hook at this hour for a dirty crook, that low-down, filthy, and dirty white man that would shoot an unarmed black man. But now we have a case in Minneapolis that a low-down, no-good, dirty white woman, she deviled herself, did a what they may call typical, but they stopped a young black man that had some signs that may have been some need to detain the brother. And they knew the brother. They knew who he was. But they pulled that service weapon and shot this unarmed black man in his vehicle. There are many, many steps before using the service weapon to kill a man. I just don't see that as good law enforcement. I don't see it as an option or an alternative, especially in the backdrop of John Hinckley Jr., who shot Ronald Reagan with all intents and purposes to shoot, to maim, to disfigure, and to kill Ronald Reagan, the President of the United States, snakes of America, all the snakes together, Donald the Duck, Trump, Joey Biden, Megan and Bob, you know what I'm saying, George Washington and Slick Willie, Billy Bob Clinton, and Slick Willie, you understand. I mean, he probably had more body bags than Trump. But whatever we got going, it is an embarrassment to follow these people at this hour. They have nothing to offer us socially, politically, culturally. They have nothing to offer us. So we are happy to be on Black Power Radio, to embrace our own culture, to use our knowledge, to use the best of our knowledge, to keep on with the Black Revolution, and knowing that Black Revolution is the only solution for Black people at this hour. We want you to reach out to your brothers and sisters, and remember that 646-478-4447. Again, the number is 646-478-4447 is the answer to what we need to know today, and it is the way to go to get on Black Power Radio. We got more show to go, so we're going to just keep y'all moving. I can reach out to my brother Black Lightning is down there talking stuff in Washington. Let's see what he's doing. He's one of the first online tonight. Put your hands, I already have my hands up. I want to welcome you, Black Lightning, at 301-682. You're live on Black Power Radio. We're talking journalists, writers, authors, and bringing an end to the police brutality with the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Assalamu alaikum. Black Power.
Black Power. Alaikum salam. All right. What? Say it with me. When boom shakalaka cracker. Boom shakalaka cracker. Say the black man's rise is the white.
Boom
shakalaka cracker. The black man's rise is the white man's demise. Yes, sir. They're not going to stop with the, I think it's all a formulated plan. It's like they're playing chess, not checkers. I don't think it's a coincidence that they did what they did in Minneapolis, knowing that George Floyd killer is about to get whatever he's going to get. It ain't going to be, I think this is going to backfire on them, actually. They have a well-oiled plan made by an idiot that didn't have no clue that we outnumber the police and we outnumber the National Guard and we outnumber any opposing force that you could possibly bring. If an opposing army was to come up in this town, they could go right past all of them. And when they get to us, it's time to run back on over the border or make an agreement, you know. they probably give us the reparations we've been looking for the whole time. But I'm just saying, they're not going to give us nothing. That's all I'm saying. They're not going to give us nothing. I don't think they're going to give us anything unless we show a nice, strong show of strength, you know, strength in numbers. How can they possibly make an L shape of a line of police when we were downtown on the White House during the George Floyd protest, and you had thousands of people on top of thousands of people? They called the curfew, and everybody was like, they said what? You know, so it ain't happening like that. As far as us thinking that we're going to get a fair shake in this thing, we ain't getting no fair shake in this thing. I think, just like you said, they have a bounty on the black man's head. So when a trained officer that's been on the force for over 20 years, if there was an actual shootout, she would have grabbed the right weapon. She wouldn't have grabbed the taser in the shootout. She would grab the one that she's accustomed to grabbing, obviously. And once they get their little slap on the wrist, and then the people, they get thousands of dollars put into their defense funds and stuff out of nowhere. I think there is a bounty somewhere. But once we realize it and stop letting them do that to us, no more knees on the necks. We can defund the police, and we can take over our own black neighborhoods. And our own, it doesn't have to be the black neighborhoods. We will give the people of America a better, fairer deal than the damn police would, no matter where we were. So I think the thing to do would be to fund us and defund them, get them out of here. And like we used to have, we'd have riders out on the street watching the police, if that's what it come down to. And as far as them... when it comes to George Floyd's murderer getting whatever, I'm not going to say I think he's going to get a slap on the wrist, but I know that's going to ignite things, and I know they're ready for the, things to ignite. But what they don't know is that we can take a page out of them crackers book. Well, when they went down there to the monument, not the monument, the Capitol building, when they went down the Capitol building, they went to all the Capitol buildings all at one time. See, they thought people were like looking at the Capitol building in D.C., but they was like hitting the Capitol building here, you know. You can only have so many National Guard go around, and I know if my nephew is a National Guard, they can be like, we ain't going like that, you know. And if my cousins are some National Guards, they're like, we ain't going like that. Even the police, this was happening. We watched it happen. 4th District Police Station, they had nothing but black police holding the front line, and the people were getting restless, and I guess they got all the fair-skinned and fair-minded and fair walkers in the back having coffee and donuts somewhere while the brothers is holding the line. Number of black officers on the line, and then when I called their attention to it, and one of them looked to the left and to the right, another one looked to the left and to the right, and them cracker police pulled the brothers off that line. They pulled them off that line because when they realized, you're right, that we are the only ones up here on the front line. So if this crowd get out of control, we the ones are gonna take the blunt of it. So when the National Guard start thinking like that, when the police and the sheriffs and the marshals start thinking like that, and the Army and the National Guard and the Marines start thinking like that, they ain't got no other choice but to say, look, leave us in peace, because no justice, they don't want no peace. They really don't want no peace, but they don't want no smoke either. They think they can handle it. But it, like the wrestlers say, they talk a big game till they get punched in the mouth. And no, we ain't got no cadres outside of our brothers and our sisters. And we the only ones that are going to look out for us. Those other people, they got each other to look out for each other. So be like Khalid Muhammad said, don't forget Mayava Mizo. They done did this shit. They killed us. They destroyed us. They kicked us in the face, kicked us in the mud, and they did it on purpose. And they made sure that they do it the worst possible way. say no, just like when they had the bucks back in the slavery time, and it would say put one leg here on the horse, put one leg here on the horse, and rip them apart, and then tar and feather them, and then get the next one, cut his balls off, and the next one, and beat him until he's crying like he have no more manhood. And then once you get rid of them, then the rest of them are ready to go hide behind the female, because the female didn't get that. So that's why the females are so strong. But the brothers, we back. We don't forgot all about that. So if they want to grab us now and do that, they ain't got the thing going to happen, because we're going to grab them back and do that. As far as the soldiers, they train us to be real good soldiers. I mean, they put us on the front line, so we know they wasn't on the front. We was on the front. And if anybody thinks that we still a minority, y'all must not pay no attention to grandma and grandpa having them 10 kids. And the people out in the suburbs have, what, 1.2 at the most, and abortions and this and that. So, no, we ain't outnumbered, not by a long shot. And just want to say keep the strength, keep the faith, and all my brothers and sisters, we got to remember, no matter what, we got to stick together. But we all we got. We all we got. So when one falls, another one pick it up. One next one pick it up. Next one pick it up. And we keep picking it up like dominoes so fast that we be, you know, have you seen the dominoes be going in one direction, and then you can catch that domino and flip that joint on their ass, flip it on them, and they be going in the other direction, right back at them. I mean, twice as powerful. So y'all keep that in mind, Black Power, and always keep the faith. What's his name? You guys to help me with that, Shake. Adam Clayton Powell said, keep the faith, baby. Because they, Moses, what yeah. that you got in your hand? He said, I ain't got nothing but a stick, Lord. He said, well, take that stick and split that Philistine down the middle of his head, talking that Andrew Johnson talk, and run him up out of Dodge, Nat Turner style. Well, I added the other part, you know. But basically, that's what we're doing. So, Black Power.
Black Power. So, I'm just trying to see who's that doing that nasty dance out there. Because I know what we're doing. We stand on the verge of painting the crackers White House black.
Black.
Actually, if they want to dance with me.
We're painting the Black House.
And we the people is becoming so powerful at this point. The haters, and you got the homogenized, pasteurized Negroes that's hating on the black revolutionary movement, and being a lose.
Yes, sir.
They didn't want to make trouble with the black revolution, but they don't want that kind of trouble, but they just hate on themselves so hard that they just
They're knocking on the door. Don't get let in. They keep knocking on the door. They get let in. You keep a knocking, we're going to let your ass in. What'd he say? You keep a knocking, we're going to let your ass in. Woo!
Yeah,
they keep knocking. They going to get. We going to let them in the lion's den.
And old fast domino. They don't know anything too much about that, but. Sam Cooke and Otis Redding, these were legends in their time, and they commanded respect. See, they hated on our brothers so badly that they killed. They were afraid of Otis Redding. They just killed him. They were afraid of Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke was awesome, and they just killed him from Sam Cooke. Took all the royalties from Sam Cooke, Red Fox, Richard Pryor. Just name those brothers off, and you see Sammy Davis. All those brothers, they said it broke, but all their attorneys, they ride in the stretch Rolls Royce limousine, telling you how big it was, how the tax evasion set in on Ike Hayes and perhaps even Luther Vandross and Michael Jackson,
and
for instance, all the little things they doing to it.
DMX.
So,
DMX too, yeah. and they said that, and that people was so ready to say that DMX died from an overdose. They just so ready to accept that when the man had the COVID vaccine days before.
My. Something to think about right there. We need to stay far, far, far away from that COVID if possible. That should have nothing to do with that COVID. That COVID got nothing to do with us. But just so much, again, has been done to us, Brother Black Lightning, that it's just, it's overwhelming. That just the thoughts and the idealism surrounded behind the black man not having the knowledge of himself, not having any idea of what is taking place in society, not knowing enough of his history to be just unified with the Black Revolution and doing what we got to do. How you doing, Brother Black Power? And Black Revolution uproots and overturns everything that gets in its path that does not agree with Black Revolution. And it gets on, especially with the white law, it uproots and overturns the white law. The black law becomes the law because it is the original law of the original black man, the original black woman, and for all of our black children who they are attempting to execute and execute at this hour, apparently by any means necessary. They will use every means necessary to execute us by any means necessary. And the black man has to be aware that they are here to kill you. They're not here to sing a couple of verses of the Kumbaya. They have a lot of black people who sing Kumbaya, and they'll get in line with the cracker, line dance with them, and tiptoe through the tulips, and all of those things that they have, the cliches of inalienable rights and family value systems and a balanced budget, buddy, and all of these various things that have been distractions. What we are alert, we are alert, and we know that it is a form of a fulfillment decoy that the black man, the black woman, and all of our black children have been deceived by a master of deception. A master deceiver has taken too much influence, too much control of our black man, our black woman, and far too many of our black children are under the influence of a wicked beast, a master and a master of deception.
We believe their lies, and we believe those lies. They keep on feeding those lies to us, and we just believe it. Just like Malcolm X said, if they put it on TV, you'll believe it. If they say, we not being invaded by aliens, say that big old spiral that you saw in the sky, that was Elon Musk. Bullshit. So I'm just saying, if they create it, we believe it. So if they say the people couldn't possibly handle this situation when George Floyd murderer gets let out, but don't forget, those crackers overran the daggone Capitol. They overran the Capitol. And they didn't have the intensity nor the ambition that we got, nor the 400 or 500 years of oppression that we got. So when this bottle rocket get lit, oh, it's going to go off. You better believe that it's going to go off. And I don't want to think that those John Brown type people that was pouring milk in our eyes, that were fair skinned, I ain't talking about them. They can keep on coming out there and helping us with the battle, and help us by calling white folks, calling crackers when they know the difference. That's when they could wake the hell up and help us that way. Other than that, just stay in their lane, stay out our way. And when you got 10,000 on this side and you got 10,000 on this side and you got 10,000 walking up the middle, they ain't going to form no L because we got 10,000 coming up behind them. What they're going to do is run like hell, not form no L. Black power.
Black power, black power. Thank you, Brother Dynamite Lightning. Brother Black Lightning has been just a great contributor to the progress here at Black Power Radio, and we're happy to have you on, one of our personal security and one of those that have been just foremost in Black Revolution, fighting from West Virginia against all odds and what they have there under duress with our honorable brother John Kemet Shabazz and all of those great ones that are out there. But we thank you so much, Black Lightning, for contributing to Black Power Radio tonight. The journalists and all of us must stop the police brutality because Dr. King said, we will never have freedom in America until we end this unethical practice of police brutality against our black man, against our black woman, and against our black children. and we will have just a he called it, there'll be difficult times ahead. And this is maybe a difficult moment for us. The trial of George Floyd is going on. We were against these beasts in the snow outside of the police headquarters a few blocks away in a place called Brooklyn Center, where they had executed a young man, Dante Wright. And it's just horrible what they said. Well, I grabbed the wrong weapon and I quit. The police chief, well, she was having a bad hair day, I quit. So they did the same thing in Washington, D.C., so-and-so, such a thing and thing, and I quit. Quitting is not going to get these crackers off the hook. From the frustration of the wrath of black people, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're going right to Harold down at 504 at 432. We're live here at Black Power Radio at 504.
Black power to all the black people throughout the world. Yeah, this is something that I want to say, you know, with the George Floyd. What we need to stop doing, we need to stop getting emotional. See, a lot of times these people, you know, they do that to get you out your character. That's where they can handle up on you. Be calm, be cool. Because I noticed when Khaled used to handle the police, Khaled would be pretty cool. You know, from when he would be cool. He didn't get all hooping and hollering. He was calm, cool. And then another thing, too, when we out there protesting and stuff like that, everybody needs to get life insurance. The reason why I'm saying this, I said, think about it. Through slavery time, a lot of those slaves the slave masters had a lot of insurance on them. So when, you know, I'm sure they was killing, you know, they was killing a lot of our people.
Right.
But I will say this. Now, after slavery, when they started lynching many of us didn't have no insurance. See those insurance people, see, when many of us start getting, when they start killing a lot of us, see, many of them going to have to start paying off. And see, those insurance companies going to go back and tell them, they're going to come up with some laws. Look, y'all can't be doing this and doing that. You know?
That's right.
And
that's right.
Now, what Black Lightning is talking about, matter of fact, Tariq Nasheed movie is coming out on the 30th called Bug Breaking. Y'all may want to check that out. You know? Now, I say this too, and I want many of us porting a lot of our black businesses in our community. I mean, wherever you at across this country, you know, you support your businesses. Support that. Support them. You know, support that. You know, and I would say this because I work with the Original Panther members here in this city. But my only problem that I feel where they failed at, when you saying all power to the people, now I'm going to say this. Now, I don't mind you if you want to, you know, on the jobs, you know, because, you know, you're working for white people, this and that. But I'm going to say this within our organizations and stuff like that. When you talking about dealing with a lot of these people, see, it was black folks who co-signed for a lot of these immigrants to come over here. But then when they get over here, they don't co-sign for us. They get things for themselves, and I want us to stop doing that. Now, with those karate movies, it was a lot of black folks who supported those karate movies. Now, if you really look at it, Bruce Lee, you know where Bruce Lee got his swag from, huh? Do you know where Bruce Lee got his swag from? Bruce Lee used to hang in Oakland.
Everything, brother, I believe. Everything that
he hung in Oakland.
Let's get clear with this next. Everything that the Eurasian, man, got a portion of civilization, all of that comes directly from the melanated black man is the original man. The European Asian, they have flipped that and spent that any way that they want to flip it. The black man was doing civilization when the Eurasians were living just like that. Some of them are still savage because they're eating that raw meat and eating raw monkey brains and anything they can grab hold of to prove how much beast and how much savage these people still are. He's not adapting. Many of them still at this hour don't accept
and,
the principles and the confines
and,
of civilization.
And,
that's, yeah.
I want to say this too, because see, you know, the black man is all over the world. Matter of fact, was saying that he went into Asia. You have a black colony in Asia. He said he walks amongst the people. He helped the people. I gave him money, but like the Europeans, they do not want no Europeans over there. This is a black group that's in Asia right now, as we speak, right now over there. You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm saying, I always say this, you know, Africa is Africa, but I'm saying we all over the planet. We all over, you know. And, I was just saying, you know, with the original Panthers and stuff like that, you're talking about trying to deal with everybody because everybody, they don't deal with us, you know. Now, did you see that movie? And this is a true thing, and this was what made me think. Now, if you ever looked at Iceberg Slim's movie, Trick Baby, if you ever looked at that and you seen where all those, you know, when they had those servants in there serving the white people and they was talking and stuff like that, even just look at that movie just for that purpose right then and there, and they tell you, you know, what they do. You can look at that on YouTube. And, you know,
that
I'm just
so
saying,
cool.
Man, we just need some... We just need some more. We need some more soldiers, man. Some more riders and stuff like that. You know, don't talk and be about it. You know,
let's be.
And then I see, like with the Green Book. I mean, like the Green Book, or what he tell you with the shopping. I think we should have something about a lot of these sundown towns when we traveling and stuff like that. What parts? Like if you come into Louisiana, we tell you what the sundown towns in Georgia, and you know, all across this country, you know, many of our people need to be informed about that sundown towns, because you know, like they said, don't get caught when the lights is out. Prime example, Jasper, Texas, you know. But I just feel we need to come out with something. When many of us traveling, hitting the highway, we need to know where they got to have sundown towns at. Because many of us is not informed about that. Many people, if you talk to them about that, they think that's not, that don't exist. They're just thinking about the 40, 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s, and that still exists to this day.
Yes, so that's right too, beloved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and how did the meeting go in Atlanta?
The meeting in Atlanta was overwhelming.
Okay.
Excellent turnout, excellent responses. We sold out of books in Jacksonville, sold out of books in Atlanta, and we're selling out of books wherever we sat. And we all filed.
Well, I have my copy. I have it.
I'm so happy you have it, brother. That's an awesome piece. And no less, as we say, Brother Harold can bear witness, it is no less endowed than the book of Matthew, Luke, or St. John, or you want to hear from Peter and Paul in the old good book, then I would say you would get no less of a spiritual. If you think that lifts your spirit, and Matthew, Luke, and Paul, and the Quran from Surah Al-Fatiha to Nas, when you pick up that book of Khaled, if you any kind of natural man, it will lift your spirit. It will encourage you to do black revolution. You have to raise the enemy, the knee from the neck of black people. That cracker down in Minnesota might have been, I don't know, somehow physically removed his knee from the neck after crushing George Floyd to death with his knee and then taking the left hand in the pocket. And grinding down more.
And see, this is something.
Like a bug, crushing them like a bug down in your rug or something like that.
See
what I'm saying
right there? This is the thing that I want to say.
It's still on the neck of the
majority
of black people. Black power?
This is something, black power. This is something I want to say too. When we dealing, see, when stuff like this happens, see, many times they just go and give the family 10, $15 million, whatever, $3 million, whatever, and it's over with. But I'm saying you still have these race soldiers still involved. I said, we need to study this. See, like these groups, the Proud Boys and all that, a lot of them is infiltrating the law enforcement. Many of them is getting involved in this.
The numbers of the victims of police brutality may, if they go at and continue at this rate, could very well outnumber the black people that are non-victims of a direct contact with police brutality, that all of us are affected mentally and spiritually by this unethical practice of police brutality, the stigma of white nationalism, the idealism of white bigotry, the spirit of white hatred is even that caused black people to hate themselves even and demonstrate it more than the white man himself. It's some terrible things that have been discussed. We're just breaking the ice.
I knew this. But I was saying this too. I wanted to say to see what we need to do. We need to start hitting these police pensions, messing with their pensions. That's what we need to start doing. You know, getting these people out of office.
There's an unethical practice, and there's a black man's dollar involved. The black people should be lining up in City Hall to take that goddamn pension and take all that retirement money and take all, cut off his benefits. Those benefits are there because we paid the taxes. Because of our slave labor, free labor got him that tax bracket. And free labor got him that benefit. And we should cut that cracker off. You're just afraid of your shadow, black man, and you need to come out of the stupor. You got to stop the execution and start the black revolution. Black power?
Black power, yes, sir. You know, I'm just saying, brother. We gotta clean up. We gotta wake up, clean up, and stand up. We have to do that. You know, you have to free your mind. If you don't free your mind, you're gonna suffer. I mean, we dying in the streets. We dying in the streets, but you're gonna have not so much of a physical death, but a mental death. You see what's going on?
You see
what's going on? Miseducation. In the schools, I don't have to go off into the, you know what's going on. I mean, we need workers. We need workers into this. And I would like for you to interview Fred Hampton Jr. Because I listen at his show with the Black Panther Party Cub. See if you can come on, you know, have him come on, or either you come on his show.
There's no problem with it at all, brother. We want simulcast. Well, any righteous person at this hour that wants to simulcast with Black Power Radio, we're open to just team up and let's get it done, brother. They can start now. They can cut right into this program and start simulcasting right now. We have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, anywhere. We don't have to bring no argument. We don't have to drop nothing like it's hot, none of that. We just go from the hip, brother, and we're not going to take you to another level. Every time you tune into Black Power Radio, you're going to grow. You are going to grow. And that's straight up. I'm just in the hood, I just say, yeah, you're going to grow. So let's go, black man. Let's go, black woman. Let's go for our freedom. Let's go and take the justice. Manage it in your hands. Take your emancipation, brother and sister. Manage it with your hands. Don't depend on this cracker. This cracker can't even help himself in this hour. How in the hell is he going to help us? But you just have been on that dependency so long. You've been on the breast milk of the white man so long, feeding on his corporation, going on so-called government. This is a corporation, not a government. So we don't have any problem with explanations that will free us from the plantation slavery mentality and to free us from the shackles of the physical plantation. That there's still physical plantation slavery in Virginia, Mississippi, in Texas, in Georgia, these places I bear witness, North Carolina, oh my, far too much in Minnesota, Ohio. Look how these guys just storm you in Ohio, just shoot a 12-year-old boy. He had no regard, no damn well there wasn't no grown man with no gun. Just come in and shoot Tamir Rice, kill him, and in 7 split seconds, the young boy was dead. And he was just in the park. Just saying, in fact, it had been suggested across the dispatch that it was not a real gun. that it was a young boy playing in the park. He knew what he was doing. And there's been no due process for our children. Don't give a damn if it's Emmett Till, Stephon, Trayvon, Eric Garner, Michael Brown. The list goes on and on. It's a nightmare of what we are allowing the opposition to do to us at this hour. We must take black power in our hands and take our political prisons and take our justice and freedom in our hands and manage it. And take what
we have to take back
what has been stolen from us by no good lord, a filthy, dirty-ass white man. Black power. She-devil runs out, Muhammad, I quit. The goddamn captain, police chief, lieutenant, I quit. Well, that ain't getting your ass off the hook at this moment. A no good bastard, black power.
Yeah. I wanted to say this, too, to the listening audience. I was listening at Discretion TV, and they were saying about Momia Abu-Jamal. That was like a Tupac channel. And they were saying that Momia, he beat the COVID, but he was going through heart surgery. So, you know, we might want to send our prayers and stuff out to him.
Well, we actually send and extend all that we can to Mumia, probably the longest prisoner we know of, just social, political, just every way we can imagine that the dirt and the filth that has been done to us, towards us, we have to free ourselves. You have to be willing to take a certain amount of emancipation in your hand, a certain amount of freedom, and fight this devil, fight against the white man. It's no secret that those laws were made by and with white people, and that's why they always had some revision. There always got to be an addendum, an amendment, or something to amend something that a white racist bigot has done to black people. It's ridiculous to keep following. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is saying to us, he said, what way are you following? As you stumble, almost fall, say, oh, I'm following in the way of my father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, said, do you, beloved brother and beloved sister, follow in the ways of your father and your mother, even though they are void of knowledge and wisdom and understanding? Do you follow in the ways of your father, even though they are on the misguidance? You will follow them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you will follow them into the lizard hole. You will take on the habitations of the reptilian. How clear can we get? How much more what they call the word perspicuous? It means to be very clear. How much clearer can it get that you are on the wrong path following your ex-slave master and his children down a road of self-destruction? He means for you death. Understand me, brother and sister. He means to kill you openly. He means to kill you. So we are here with Freedom Radio, Freedom Black Power Radio. We want to bring you on up to snuff and get this thing on. Let's see if I can get another 504. I got your 504. Another 504 right there where you are. At 504-209, you're on with Brother Harold Shaky Man Akbar, talking black at this hour. Black power. Come on.
Black power, black my brother.
Black power, my
all
sister.
Power
how you feeling? All power to people. Black Power Radio right here. You can talk black to us about this ending the police brutality through the authors, journalism, writers, by any means necessary, getting this word out in our own media, social media, every means of putting the word out to black people to end this police brutality. There are armed soldiers willing to know, as you know, willing to go and stop this. We're going to be right in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and talk about it. We're going to be in every city, everywhere we can get an opening. And talk about it. So talk black to us, black sister, on this police brutality and what you see in the vision of this black nationalism, black freedom, justice, and equality. Black power.
Black power. Well, my brother, as you know, the police are the last vestiges of the slave system. They were the overseers. They were the slave catchers. They were the roadsmen, the highwaymen. You know, they were those who were put there to kill us if we so felt or thought that we were ever free. And so we know if we read the Black Code, I can't hear you, some noise in the background, but if we read the Black Codes tells us that a white man will never be sentenced for the murder of a black man, ever. And that's their law. That the Black Codes is the laws that they use against black people here in America. We don't have a constitutional right to anything. All we have is these Black Codes. So when you think that they're going to give you some kind of just verdict, you keep on dreaming. Keep on dreaming, because it'll never happen. You know, you have to be prepared to deal with the consequences that's getting ready to come out as, you know, these young people, because they are ready. I mean, they're not like us. They're not, you know, military strategizing. They're not military disciplined. You know, they are reactionaries. So Huey told us that when you get in volatile situations like this, you have to be able to handle the people's emotions and protect the people, even if you're protecting them from themselves. So we have quite a job ahead of us, and I don't think it's about marching, and I don't think it's about talking anymore. I think it's about recruiting and training. Black Power.
Black Power is absolutely right. And we're just so happy that we're able to challenge this system and get some people on board. The recruits are coming from everywhere. The Black Panthers, in the name of every citizen, every black citizen, got that name Black Panther in their mouth. That Black Panther's on their mind. The Black Panther education is the brilliance of that education is brighter than the physical sun, because the physical sun is only lighting there about half of the planet at one time. While the light of the physical sun is out in Africa, the Black Panther education continues. The revolution continues in Africa. It continues in the hearts and minds of every black man, woman, and child, even though the physical light of the sun may not be visible. That Black Panther education is consistently visible in those that are sincere and those that have the spiritual third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. How many eyes we need? We say, James Brown said, take two eyes, make a pair. Come on, take two ears, make a pair. Well, we can't stop till we get our share. You got to understand how these equations work. You got to pick the word to the wise, the wisdom. The word for the wise is sufficient for those that are looking for wisdom. You got to seek wisdom. Wisdom is not going to come necessarily and knock on your door, although it may knock on your door. But that word, I'm just here to tell you, brother and sister. You know, I stay fired up. It doesn't ignite my fuse. But other than that, so Will, you're live on Black Power Radio. We're going to say happy born day to our blood sister Sandy is right here live on Black Power Radio. She can sing that song, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, sister.
I see all our bad listening audiences out there everywhere.
Black Power.
And we lit up. And you can talk loud, stay loud, draw a crowd. You put your mouth back and talk right in the
Black Power.
This is up born. She's right here in the ATL, right in Atlanta, Georgia. Y'all know, but I mean, we right at the home of Ray Charles right now. We got the piano. We got it lit at the museum. We got it lit at the park. I mean, we lighting Georgia up. It ain't no fire been lit. This Panther got a hell of a fire to light us up for revolution. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power, people. Black Power.
That's right. And it's all back. This is on her born day. This is our beloved Sister Sanders. If she rolling here in Georgia. Y'all be playing with it up north too much. But Georgia on some serious. When you went to Martin Luther King March, she'll tell you. All them times, what they say, Columbus, Georgia, Albany, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Decatur, Georgia. Those made up the people that, if a quarter of the preachers in Washington, D.C. were with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I guarantee you there'd been a million people there, easy. I'm talking back in the 60s. Why? I lived during the, I know what the hell I'm talking about. If a quarter of the preachers in D.C. had been with Dr. King, them signs said what? It's Chicago, Illinois. They were saying Detroit, New York, Philly. They still didn't have but 100-some thousand. So the people were afraid of King because J. Edgar Hoover told them that King was a communist, King was a socialist, and King was this and King was that. But somebody on the other side of the world gave him the Nobel Peace Prize. Understand, brother and sister, who you are. Good, I'm acting. But, oh, that's on a Black Power move. This is Black Power Radio here. Welcome to education in the Black Revolution business. Yeah, it's a business. It's black people business of revolution, getting you free, of freeing you so you can go free, Most High Elijah Muhammad said, so you can go free for yourself. You should be tired of being a goddamn slave. It makes me tired and worn to look at you as a goddamn slave. Come on, brother and sister. No exaggeration. These are the facts and the truth as you and I know it to be. My sister, Melody. Tell them what the truth is, Melody. They ain't quite get
that. Okay. I got it right here, my brother. Okay? It says, we come now to consider the laws purporting to restrain and punishment the murder of slaves. See, that's why you know you're a slave, because you're allowing this to continue. The revelations of the last chapter establish clearly the principles and the fact that the authority of the master is unlimited and that he is not indictable and never has been indicted and punished for the cruel and unreasonable battery of his slaves. It seems difficult to conceive how in such a condition of the state statute books, the judiciary, and the community, there could be any effectual restraints upon the murders of slaves, or how they could be convicted and punished at least where the offenders were owners or hirers of the slaves they had murdered. Okay? It's right there in black and white.
There's no due process for you, brother and sister, because you're still a slave. Your behavior pattern is a pattern of slave. I'm going to hold you right there, Sister Melody. I'm going to go down right down here to Washington. I'm going to give me some Biko Janae right up in here and talk about this slavery thing and police brutality and whatever the hell is in the whole day. So it's 2, 4, 6, 8. Now, who in the fuck do we really hate? We hate the Democrats. We hate the goddamn independents. We hate the goddamn Republicans. We hate the DA. We hate the goddamn judge, the jury, the destitution, the executioner. We hate the pigs, the police, and the whole goddamn bunch. Assalamu alaikum. Black power. Washington.
Black power, y'all.
Good to hear from you all. I just got back off vacation. And we just listening in, tuning in, learning, and more and more. There's so much more that we can learn about the revolution and about who we are and what we are and how great we are. We didn't stop with slavery. Slavery interrupted our history. We have a rich and undefined history. And the deeper they dig, the blacker and darker it gets. So y'all keep pushing that good energy out there. Keep preaching and teaching and learning. Never stop learning more about yourself. So I'm just glad to be a part of this end of the revolution. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Brother Biko is here, too.
Biko in the house.
Yes, sir.
Bring him live. We'll get some Biko on this thing, on this black revolution, this brutality, this white nationalism, and getting the black man free from being a slave right about here. Black power, but because he up in there.
Black power. Black power. This is Biko, Washington, D.C. chapter.
Black power.
Yes, sir. I just like to say this. You know, we are faced with right now a climate in America that is a powder keg climate. And we have to be strategically wise. We have to be great thinkers in this time. We also have to understand that we have to beware of agent provocateurs and reactionary nationalists. We are not either of the two. We are not reactionary nationalists, nor are we agent provocateurs, nor are we reactionary focalists. We are strategic thinkers. We do critical analysis. We look at things from a scientific approach. We examine history because history records. that everything that we have seen in history prior to what we're looking at today is just a remake of history. History is just repeating itself. That's because no one dared change the narrative. And because no one is daring to change the narrative except a chosen few, the narrative has persisted in being what it is. Imam Sheikh Akbar Bilal is on a quest nationally. Malik Zulu Shabazz is on a quest nationally to unify Panther formations, to unify revolutionary formations. Why? Because they understand what they're looking at. We have to be men of vision. Pharaoh was wise enough, the biblical Pharaoh. We're not talking about the real Pharaoh, but the biblical Pharaoh was wise enough to see his demise. So he said, come, let us deal wisely with them, lest they join on with our enemies and develop a plan to kill us all off. So let us deal wisely with them, and let us round up all of the males and kill the male and spare the female. But today's pharaonic plan is a bit different. Today's pharaonic plan is called neo-colonialism under the guise of scientific colonialism. Now they are conditioning the minds of black people to do their bidding for them. So when you see inner organizational factionalism taking place, when you see inner organization beefing and all of a sudden there's chaos where there was peace established, understand there's an enemy present. There's an agent present that is trying to redirect the course of the movement. Our eyes right now is on police brutality, the murder of black people. Black men between the age of 18 and 35 now are becoming a goddamn endangered species because the hunt is on. And they are the prey. And they're being hunted by a vicious, maniacal bastard that don't give a damn about the value of their life. Why? Because they don't see their life as valuable. We have to answer this black call. When the brother gets on the line, I need all y'all to listen here. Pay attention.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When this man gets on this line and he begins to shoot that black knowledge to you, remind you of your blackness, reminds you of what it means to be black, of how great it is to be black, of how much love you should be in with black, your black ass need to pay attention. Because we are our own liberators. And unless we struggle, we set up a struggle forward, we are always going to be at the feet of somebody else's dictates for us. We say that we want to be free. We say we're fighting for liberation, black liberation. You can't continue to fight for black liberation thinking like a goddamn slave. Remove yourself from that slave consciousness. Remove yourself from that nigger mentality. That mentality where you think you have to be in charge of every goddamn thing. And pay attention to your elders. I want to say this publicly. I didn't always agree with Akbar, but I understand him now. I understand that he had to spank my ass in order for me to understand that our situation was real, and I had to get off that idealistic thinking and see shit exactly the way it truly is. Understand that. Pay attention to your elders. You may not always agree with what they say to you or how they say it, but pay attention to the wisdom contained in what they say, not how it's said to you. See, I had an ego, biggest, tallest mountain you could think of. So I bucked. But time humbled me. We don't have time anymore, brothers. The luxury that was afforded me was time. The thing that's going to humble us as a people is pain. Unless you pay attention, you're going to suffer that form of forced humility. So to alleviate the pain, pay attention, get your ass on code. Period. Point blank, period. All roads tomorrow leads to Roxborough, North Carolina. After that, Rose leads to Tulsa, Oklahoma. They are censoring. Face bitch is censoring right now. Those posts that we put out about moving the, you know, moving as a formation to Tulsa and standing up in Tulsa. They are censoring that now. They're blocking posts. They're banning people from posting. So this is the reason why we need to black our own media. Start getting your chapters. I'm talking to you, New Black Panther Party. We need now to push now more than ever before that New Black Panther Party news engine. This Blog Talk Radio cannot just be the only news engine that we have. The radio is going to reach a certain amount of people. But what about those black folk that are in their homes that are not listening in? We need to go to the mill. Go to the mill and print those New Black Panther Party newspapers in your regions, in your chapters. And take that word to your people. Take the word of the national spokesman to your people. Take the word of the chairman emeritus to your people. Take the word of the chief of staff to your people. Take the word of your local chairman and chairwoman to your people. Take that military word of your local MODs to your people. If the Muslims can do it with the Muhammad speaks and still doing it with the final call, God damn it, we can do it with the New Black Panther Party newspaper. Let's control the narrative through pushing our own media out here. Black power.
Black power. We love Stephen Biko so much here at New Black Panther Party. He conveys that message with consistency and everywhere he goes. It ain't just over here at Black Power Radio, like he's saying. It's in every kind of news outlet and every kind of corner in D.C. and Baltimore and Atlanta. Tulsa, where he got to go at right there. And he don't mind getting the message. He's not afraid of a goddamn white man. Sister J, chairwoman, is not afraid of no goddamn cracker and what they got to say and what they can threaten us with. We have been down on the white supremacist. We ran them in, and Sister Janae tell you, we call him Bunker Trump, had fires lit on both sides of the white supremacist house and didn't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. I'm in it to win it. I'm a goddamn college Muhammad lieutenant, and I don't give
Black
a fuck about cracker standing down and calling in the U.S. Senate. We don't give a damn. But no cracker named Uncle Sam, because he's not your motherfucking main man. You got to understand. You got to know what I'm saying. You got to know we ain't fucking playing. Get ready, brother. Sis, this is Black Revolution. We stopped the goddamn execution, but we started the Black Revolution right here where you are. Black power.
Black power. Black power. Our power.
That's why we come here today. Oh, my. Why we come here today. We didn't come to tiptoe through no goddamn tulip. We didn't come here singing no chorus with no crackers just calling Kumbaya here. Give a damn about Kumbaya. We talking about a cracker talking about killing. We out in the goddamn snow in Minneapolis. Snowing on our back ass, rain, snow, and hail all coming at the same time. Icicles coming from your nose. And cracker standing guard over you, looking like a whodunit and what goddamn it for, with his barrel pointing at you, ready to kill you, threatening to kill you in the store. Got double fence. The cracker done built two fence, not one fence, done built two fence to separate the holy, are guilty of murder, one, in broad daylight, killed a young black man on top of George Floyd. They wasn't satisfied with George Floyd. The same goddamn department, a few blocks away, same city, region, same goddamn Minnesota, what they call Minnesota Nice, smile in your face and turn around and kill you. That's what Minnesota Nice means. And they turn around and kill this young man. I'm reaching for a taser. Thought I had a taser and got a goddamn 9mm and shot a projectile. Killed him. Is that right?
He's a liar.
Oh, my.
Black power.
Black Power. She's a liar. Okay.
Black Power.
A gun weighs a gun. The Glock that they use, it weighs up to 2.68 pounds. Okay. The taser that they use weighs less than a damn pound. She's a goddamn lie. Okay. And the safety has to be removed off of any weapon before firing. She stood there a very long time before she released that safety. She knew what the hell she was doing. She targeted that boy. She's a predator. The hell with that. I don't want to hear that garbage. All power to the people.
Right. All power to the people. The squirt was
telling you. I mean, let's be logical about this thing. All of us have hell weapons. We fired Glocks. We fired guns. We know damn well she's lying. No way you can pick up a fully loaded automatic weapon and think that it's a damn taser. Stupid shit. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, but this thing makes me so angry. It really do. That black people are still sitting around listening to these white lies. You know, how is it a mistake? That's not a mistake. How is it that she actually trains people to do this job and she makes that kind of an error? It's a lie. It's a lie. They always perpetrating lies for Miss Ann. Miss Ann can't do no wrong. Get out of here, man. That's why I say, you know, y'all going to wake up one day. Y'all going to wake up one day. And I hope it's one day soon.
I hope they'll wake up too late and they don't wake up dead. Oh, my. Because death, they can die a thousand deaths. Spiritually, mentally, more. You could be physically alive and socially, politically dead. You could be physically and psychologically dead. We got to wake up all of the faculties and the black man, the black woman, and then all of our black children. We got something that we can manage in our own hands, that the justice and the truth and the freedom that we need for ourselves, we can manage that ourselves. There's proof and evidence everywhere that the black man, the black woman, and child can do these things. The minimal, just what you call maybe the creature comforts, for ourselves, and separate, abandon the white man, get away from him, his logic, his politics, his lies, his deceit, his spiritualism, his Mediterranean diet, and about 10 more things you probably name a list longer than mine. But you got to get away from this man. I'm here to tell you. That's Black Power.
That's Black Power, y'all. We cannot keep up with this genocide that's going on. It's definitely genocide against the black man, woman, and child.
And you know it ain't black power until we use it. Until you use it against your vicious and open enemy, it is not black power until you manifest control. When you are taking control, Malcolm X said, of the education, the politics, the health and medicine in your own community, and you, right down the street here. Why should anyone have a say-so? Why should they have influence in our politics, our science, our education, our health and medicine, and what we have to do for ourselves on a daily basis? Food and transportation, we should be doing 100% for ourselves and go free for ourselves, because everybody else is doing it. And we have more research. They're take it from our resources to make their resources. So think over these things, brother and sister, and continue with the Black Revolution. Black Power.
Black Power. Yes,
oh, Malik Zulu should come on in 10 minutes. Black Power, you should be on in 10 minutes. We're all here in Georgia just kicking the bobo. We're kicking this cracker's ass, too. Black Power.
Mm-hmm. Black Power. Well, while we got a little time before Brother Malik Zulu Shabazz come on, I just want to share a little information about the Sisters of the Underground. Is that okay?
Go right ahead, beloved sister. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, Black Power, well, this is going out to all formations, regardless of who you're with, as long as you're in good standing in the community. We have an underground railroad to combat human trafficking, which is a really big problem in the Black community that's not getting an ounce of our attention. That's why it's continued to go on and continue to be a problem. We have someone in Columbia, South Carolina, that is a member of the New Black Panther Party, different formation, but still a member. His daughter is missing from Columbia. And right now, it's all points out through the human trafficking circles to look for his daughter. Her last name is Amin Hotep. And I need to get all her information out. But just I'm basically coming as a representative. I'm one of four conductors of the Sisters of the Underground. Now, this is not absent of the New Black Panther Party or the Huey P. Newton Gun Club. We are entity within these formations that have joined forces across party lines pretty much, where we're networking when we get information about people or women or children or young men that are being human trafficked or in a prostitution ring or domestic violence or even gang-related violence. Say you're in a gang and you want to get out and you don't have a way out, we're trying to provide, we are providing safe homes, crisis interruption. We have an extraction team put together throughout the formations where we're going to come and do a whole investigation if we get word of a house or housing or anything, any sign of human trafficking going on in your community. You can reach out to us at undergroundsisters1@gmail.com. And one of the regional conductors will get that information and reach out to whoever we can in their area to try to get these people safe passage over the country. And this is a wonderful thing to be part. It's just starting. So far, we've helped a couple people get safe passage. I just had my first passenger last week, and it was just somebody local. So say somebody is in the hospital, and they don't know where to go. You know, maybe they're a victim of domestic violence, and they have our contact information. And what we do is get in touch with agencies that are already specializing in human trafficking. So we are a resource as well as an extraction team, as well as an informational hotline where people that need the help can call and contact us. We're focusing on Black women. Let's get that clear. Black women and Black men, Black families that need safe passage, because there's nothing for us. We know, like you say, Karen and Bob, they handle things a little bit differently from the way we were handling it. So we're handling it on a level, on a street level, where we have some street teams involved. We have it on our formations. Say you in the Huey P. Newton Gun Club in Memphis or the New Black Panther Party in Memphis. We're going to activate both of those teams to work together and try to locate these children. You know, the only way we can do this is if we got to get back to the village mindset. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's looking for credit. We all just trying to help our people and provide resources for our people. So, I mean, and we're also looking for conductors. So say you are sister in another formation, you're in the Black Liberation Party or the Black Riders or whatever, and you want to be a part of the Sisters of the Underground. Just get in contact with one of us, Sister Lucetti, Shakur, myself, Janae. I'm on the East Coast, so I'm the East Coast Regional Conductor. That's from Delaware to Florida. So anybody on the whole East Coast that wants to join the underground, you just contact me or contact Sister Lissetti through that underground sisters1@gmail.com and let us know that you're interested in becoming an ally on this underground human trafficking ring. Because it's so important that we reach out to as many people as we can to try to build this strong network. You don't know who knows who in the so you don't have to give up your identity. You don't have to put yourself out there, but you need to be able to provide resources and a tactical squad to go in and help these people if they need it. So that's basically what we're doing. And we still are in the New Black Panther Party. We are not trying to branch off and do our own thing. We dealt with some people were putting that bad energy out there, but there's no way. I work too hard to be who I am in the New Black Panther Party. I'm not no club hopper. I ain't going through all this and all that, but I was able to utilize the people within the party, within our own formation, to help even more. Because this is what we train for. This is what we should be looking forward to doing, helping people that really need the help. Black power.
Black power. Let me take two words. Renee is always putting her full energy behind the energy to help black people, and we thank you so much for extending that. Sex trafficking, human trafficking is an enemy to black people, and so much has been done to us. We thank you for making that word known here at Black Power Radio, and we thank you. Mm-hmm. We thank Brother Stephen Biko. We thank Sister Melody. We thank Brother Harold and Black Lightning and all of you that have contributed tonight, and so many standing in line. But right now, we're going to bring our national chairman, Emeritus, and the doctor and attorney, Malik Zulu Shabazz, has been doing work in many of these cities around America, throughout the region, and even cities around the world. And we're going to welcome you to Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power, beloved brother. Black Power.
Wa alaikum salam and Black Power to you, Brother Sheikh Imam Akbar. How are you?
Doing fine, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You're coming
All right.
in loud and clear, beloved. Yes, sir.
All right. I'll just be on for a moment and give a report. I'm happy to be on the line here with and on the America's, Black America's, and really America's fastest growing black radio show, and that is Black Power Radio, which is the official voice of the New Black Panther Party. I think we started this in 2010 or 11, and 10 years later, it's still going strong. It's an institution that is Black Power Radio. Glad it's still going, and it's April 19th, May 28th. Man, if we drive hard, we come to Tulsa, Oklahoma with that newspaper. We had to come to Tulsa, Oklahoma with that newspaper. That'll get things for the party back in
that's
order.
Right. That's
Matter
right.
of fact, that's gonna be a crowning piece. But before I do that, I want to give thanks to Sister Janae, Washington, D.C. chairwoman, for her consistent and sincere hard work. I want to give Brother Hassan from Washington, D.C. a strong right hand, my brother. That's right. I want to give Brother Stephen Biko a real strong hand for being a top soldier and a great example for us. Great example.
That's right.
You know, it's some strong stuff. Dynamite Lightning, Black Power over there in West Virginia. And we got good, strong foundation here for this movement here in Washington, D.C. It's a lot going on, and I ain't going to try to talk long. I'm going to hit a couple of points. And these are the points we're hitting. We're doing well. I would say that overall as a movement, we're doing very well right now. Sisters of the Underground, I like that program that was founded by one of the queens in the Huey P. Newton Gun Club. And it really pleases me to see the sisters in the New Black Panther Party team up with sisters in the Huey Newton Gun Club. And we cross organizational lines and work common projects together, you know, without fussing and fighting and just, as we say, getting the work done. So that's a big plus in the hour to know that we got programs that actually take off and are sustained. And that's just some of our programs. That's a good program. Sisters of the Underground and supporting and protecting black women who are victims of domestic violence and all of that. That's strong. And I plan on making a real contribution to, in that social service arena. So Black Power on that. Number two is we have had a great, thank you so much for doing that. It's just the right spirit. I like the spirit. It's a spirit going on around here of not of competition between so-called formations, but it's the spirit. It's the spirit that we're sending out and that I'm specifically sending out is that we must have an African United Front and we must put aside our differences. And I'm going to maintain that line. Everybody doesn't necessarily agree with that line that I'm pushing, but I see it working. And I give you a couple of examples. You know, everybody doesn't agree that with my support of Imam Akbar. You know, not everybody doesn't support him. But to me, Brother Imam Akbar, work speaks for itself. I support the work. And that's the man. I support the man doing the work. You know, and, you know, when people say to me, well, Akbar might have, Brother Akbar did this, or he tried this, or he said this, okay? Well, the one that should be concerned most about that is me. I'm the one to weigh that evidence. So if I weigh all the evidence and I say it ain't nothing to be worried about, why the hell are you worried about it? Those who I'm talking to. If I say whatever they say Akbar said about me or something, me and Akbar go way back. If I weighed all the evidence and I threw the evidence out, say it's irrelevant to the mission. And it looked like my position is the winning position because Akbar is rolling. And Akbar is performing according to his position. National means nation, and this man is touching base all across the nation. Okay, he's in Charlotte, Norfolk, Columbus, Minneapolis, Minnesota, drives 1,000 miles from here to Minnesota, to Columbus, another hundreds of damn near 800 miles to Minnesota, over 1,000 damn miles or so down to Atlanta, then to Tallahassee, back to Atlanta. I mean, this man is a traveling man. I mean, the only man that's been out here beating him in miles historically is maybe me. I ain't going to say maybe. But I be flying airplanes. I ain't driving no damn 1,000 miles. Jack, I'll fly. But he makes the commitment. But he makes the commitment, right? Because, you know, most brothers and sisters, we get ready to go one place. They be like, I got to get right back. I can go, can't go across the state line or something. So when you see a man give his all, well, why is he giving it all? He's giving it all. Why is he giving it all? I sincerely believe he's giving it all because he loves our people. Brother Akbar doesn't even promote himself. He's not on his Facebook page. His page is my page. When you go on Akbar's page, damn near the only thing on his page is my stuff on his page. He's not out here to be seen of men. And I've been around for a long time, so I know when a man is a good man, and he's a top man, he's up there. He's up there in the category of brotherhood and men that I roll with, up there with Hashim and Zynga and Khalid Abdul Muhammad, man. These are men that do this year after year after year after year after year after year after mile after mile after mile after mile. I see Negroes coming to New Black Panther Party, and I see them right now, and they was in it 10 years ago, and they ain't doing nothing right now. Nothing. But in it for, how you going to be in this for a minute, then out of it?
And
how you gonna be in the goddamn? How you gonna be hardcore Black Power? How be hardcore Black Power? And now, all you doing is jumping jacks and aerobics or some shit. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, man, look, it's all in love. I'm just saying, man, you can't quit your post until properly relieved. In the struggle, No, you can't quit your post in the struggle. And so I'm happy to be working with Pete, with Brother Imam Akbar to fulfill the legacy of Khalid Muhammad and Hashim Nzinga, two more men that gave their entire lives and careers to the struggle. We honored them in Atlanta, and we were very successful. Great event in Atlanta last night. Great spirit, great unity, and it was just a great night for the Black Power movement. And our new Atlanta's coming up. So I want to thank Sister Gwen. I want to thank Brother Lenny. I want to thank Leonard Cook, Brother Bomani. I want to thank Sundiata Kamara. I want to thank Attorney Mawuli Davis. All our family and friends in Atlanta. It was good to see them. And I'm excited because I know Atlanta has great potential for the new Black Panther Party. I can remember when I was the chairman, and it was around the year of 2004 or 5. One time we had almost 50 members in Atlanta. It was really growing, and some issues, you know how it go. But I know Atlanta's potential, so new Atlanta's coming up. I want to thank the brothers and sisters in Charlotte, North Carolina. Just North Carolina in general. North Carolina, Major Black. I want to thank Brother Ra, Brother Preston, Brother Face. I want to thank all the others who are down there in Carolina because, you know, Carolina looked rough for the new Black Panther Party for a moment. But by the labor and the work of going in these cities, things is getting better and on a smoother path. So we want to support on Tuesday. Tomorrow, Azrael LeBeau, our commander in the Mid-Atlantic region, our defense commander. As we move towards Tulsa, Oklahoma, our defense commander. And we're counting on LeBeau and Major Black and others in that region to get us there and get us there right. But Brother Azrael LeBeau is being persecuted. He's got a trial. I guess it's going to come at some point, but he's got to be arraigned, and he's got a court appearance tomorrow. We want to be there strong to support our comrade. We're working hard, hard to get him a black attorney on his case. We want to stay true to our creed and our doctrine. We got to. We don't want to be like those that are out there saying that they're for separation, but then when they go to court, they're represented by the white man. You know, so we got to be conscious of that, but we got to be more conscious right now of the fact that our comrades deserve support. The North Carolina authorities have arrested and cracked down and targeted this man because they know he's a strong black man. They know he's a radical black man. They know he practices that Second Amendment, and they fear this man. And that's why we're going to be there to support him. And be there to support him on the 20th in court. It's best, according to my judgment, legally, it's best just to go in civilian clothing and go in there and support him because it will be a packed room full of people from North Carolina. They just go in civilian clothes just to let him know he has support. We're watching this situation. We're going to secure him local counsel. And we're going to secure him. I'm going to be in on his case. I'm going to make sure. I'm going to supervise his case as an attorney general and make sure that our brother's free and his charges get dropped. Okay? So we got to support him, and we got to cut out the fussing and whatever it is dealing with him and just back the man up, and that's it. Now, Brother Preston, I think he's got some leftover charges or something. Well, we got to attend to that right away, Brother Akbar. We can't let any of our soldiers have charges from the enemy doing political work and their cases don't be addressed by me. That's my job as the attorney general. So I want to see Preston's case on my desk because he's a strong black man too. And we got to free him up and he's got to roll and get out here and start doing what he's supposed to be doing. Okay, so we thank God for Carolina and the actions we got coming in Carolina and Commander Azrael's court date tomorrow. I'm in Florida right now, but everybody else around there, let's be there, okay? Virginia, everybody that can. Support the commander. All right, he's there for us. Virginia, we happy to have Virginia on the rise. Black Power to Sister Chuma, Brother Jelani. Black Power to even those that's just rolling with us like that, Brother Bricks and all of them in Portsmouth and just Virginia. We went through there on the 20th, our second trip there, and we're strong now, stronger in Virginia. That's why we go. That's why we travel to these cities, because you can talk on this phone, talk on that radio, you can text, you can message, but it ain't nothing like seeing your brothers and sisters and letting them feel your spirit, okay? We rock Washington, D.C. Boy, it's hot around here. It's hot around here. It's a lot going on. You got police shootings going on. You got demonstrations. You got a very successful Stop the Violence walk and community activities we did a couple of weeks ago. We're just getting going. Very strong in Washington, D.C. We got some opposition in the Washington, D.C. area. I'm not going to talk too much about it, but there is some opposition from some bamboozling, buck-dassing, half-baked, half-fried, sissy-fied, punctified, mosquito-looking, Jimmy the Cricket, bubble-eyed, leprechaun. I'll leave it blank for now. But I'm going to deal with these little toms in a minute in my area when Allah says it's time. I'm really going to deal with some of these toms. It's another story I have of 32 years in Washington, D.C., dealing with bamboozling, bootlicking Uncle Toms. But out of discipline, which I maintain, duty of a panther has to be humble. He has to be disciplined. Okay, so I discipline myself, because I have to show an example to the other soldiers. So I won't open fire on these toms right now. But soon I'm going to fire on these goddamn toms. I ain't playing that. Because these Negroes is against the Panther. These Negroes is really trying to stop the Panther. And these Negroes is mad at me because I'm with the Panther, and that's just who I am. I'm not kissing nobody's ass if they listening on this radio. I'm not kissing your ass for nothing out here. If you gonna try to make me to be other than what Allah has commanded me to be, I can be diplomatic. I can be professional. I can wear a suit and a tie and all that, and that's about goddamn it. I ain't turning. And so be on the lookout for Uncle Toms, and be on the lookout for Uncle Toms and moderates and Negroes trying to cut a deal and cut us out around the country. They're going to try to stop us, but we ain't going to let them sidetrack us. We're going to just keep it smooth right now. Black Power to Mama Doll, Shabazz, Valencia up there in Ohio. Black Power for you, and strong shout out to Imam Akbar, the Sheikh, for rocking some Ohio. Black Power to Minneapolis and the soldiers in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And Black Power again to Sheikh Imam for going all the way into the hottest city in America at the hottest time in the snow and advance work for us. That is very valuable. That's what Brother Najee used to do for us. That's what I did for Khalid Muhammad. And that's the way. That's what Khalid Muhammad did for Louis Farrakhan. And that's the way you build. And so today we can say Minneapolis is coming on the map for us. Ohio is coming on the map for us. I'm telling you this. I got to read on this thing. They are coming in all across the country because the Panther is making sense. The Black Panther is making sense to people. It's making sense. Another reason is, we're opening up our arms. First of all, Black Power to Brother Ahmad Muhammad down in Tallahassee. Black Power to that young man working in the Southeast region. Black Power. Black Power, if anybody else, Charette, Lady Freedom, National Minister of Information, and the one of our co-hosts of the convention in Tulsa. I'm coming to that in a minute. I'm going to conclude with that. Mm-hmm. Black Power to Lady Freedom for just being an all-around good defensive woman, a good defensive soldier, information organizer, the cold-blooded black woman. Ain't no doubt about that. So Black Power to her, and just Black Power to everybody. The spirit is getting better. The attitude is getting better. If you constipated with complaints, you stick out like a sore thumb these days. Where it used to be a bunch of shit all the time, it's just a little shit some of the time. Pardon my language. Where it used to be mess all the time. Now it's just messy some of the time amongst a few messy Negroes, and that's going down the tube fast. We have an outreach right now. I'm damn near declaring open arms. I want to say amnesty, but it's not 100% amnesty. But in general, the family is coming together. I have publicly called for every member of the new Black Panther Party that have not committed a unforgivable offense against the party or the leadership to come on back home. I have asked for, and I want all of us to ask for, every member of the new Black Panther Party in this movement that ever been in it, that they can come home. They can come home unless they have committed an offense that would declare them an enemy to the party. Now, there are some people that have done some nasty, dirty stuff, lies and some treacherous stuff, and they have been declared an enemy to this party, and that does not apply to them. But it's a whole lot of good brothers and sisters that it does apply to. And I see them out there, and I see them yearning to come home. And I want to let you know that we're opening up an environment where you can return home. We got to become one party once again. We got to become one party once again. I publicly stated straight up, everybody who say they in the People's New Black Panther Party, you are my brothers and sisters. I need to sit with you. I need to sit with you and see why you aren't in the new Black Panther Party. Why aren't we working together? We have intentionally withheld appointing a lot of positions due to certain conditions. We have intentionally withheld not appointing hardly anybody. You remember when they used to appoint somebody here every week? It was a new this, a new that, a new this. But sometimes when you do that, it could have adverse effects. We have held positions back and held the door open to allow time for everybody to come back home. That's what we've done. And so we hope, and it appears to be paying off. We are not a formation. This organization is not a formation. Formations were made out of us. But we are not a formation. We the originals out here that held this thing down for 21, 5, 30, 40 years. Okay, so we are not a formation. We are the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Okay, so I say all that to say unity is coming about. Y'all, come on home. It don't make no sense to be over here in a pocket over here trying to do this, a pocket of radicals over here trying to do this, a pocket of organizers over here doing this. We could all do this together and be really effective. All right, my last point is Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tulsa, Oklahoma. All roads lead to Tulsa. All these actions lead to Tulsa. All the unity will be in Tulsa. And that's where we expect many. I've heard from the southeast region of the new Black Panther Party, Brother King JX. I've heard from Brother Travis Rain and Gerald Justice down in the southern region of the new Black Panther Party. I've talked with them, been in diplomatic talks with them. All of them are coming to roll with us as one unit here in Tulsa. And we're going to be strong. They've talked bad about us. They've said that we're not what we were and what we used to be. people have goddamn some cases stolen our swag. In other cases, we have slacked off and got off into something else. God damn it, on May 28th and 29th and 30th, we want to see the coldest, crispest, tightest new Black Panther Party that they've seen since the Millions More Movement of 2005. We want to see us stronger, more well-organized than ever, and I think that is absolutely going to happen. Okay, so all roads lead to Tulsa, to the National Reparations and Black Power Convention. I want to thank Brother Nick Bevel of the Elmer Geronimo Pratt Gun Club, who I just got off the phone with. I want to thank Babu Omowale, the commanding general, and one of the best, maybe the best trainer we've ever had, who's actually making history with the level of training that he has instituted in the Black nation. I'm talking about the commanding general of the Huey P. Newton Gun Club, Babu Omowale. Just got off with him. And we all working this Tulsa thing together with Lady Freedom also. Okay, and so the Huey Newton Gun Club and all of our comrades, well, they're going to be leading us down there on the Second Amendment March on May 29th. So to all the Panthers, all the brothers and sisters who own this phone line, get your training going. Get your training going right now. Train. Shoot. Get to that range and start shooting like you Huey P. Newton. Hmm? Right now. You know, I know they say it's a shortage on ammunition. God damn it, get it by any means necessary. Because war is not coming. War is already here. We're talking all this talk here about unity in the cities we visited and what we got planned. The Holy Quran says they plan and Allah plans, and Allah is the best plan. We're planning. But there's a trial going on in front of our face. And if that jury come back and say not guilty to them murder charges, we have already heard out in the street what's going to go on. The enemy knows, and we ain't got nothing to do with it. We ain't got nothing to do with it, but it's finna go down. We can plan all this nice stuff, and by Saturday, this whole nation could be in a goddamn uproar. You better believe what I'm telling you on this line tonight. So we got good news, and I mean, you can relax and breathe for a hot second, but you got to get ready, because this thing may jump off. And when it jumps off, it's going to be bigger than anything I can tell you on this phone line, because Black people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Hell, there's white people out there who say they sick and tired of seeing us being sick and tired. So you know if there's white people out there saying that they sick and tired of seeing us sick and tired, you know we sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so it might blow. This is not Malik Zulu Shabazz. I'm just a weather forecaster. All I am is a weather forecaster. I don't have no power over nothing. And we don't have no power over nothing. But the whole thing might blow. And if the whole thing blows, you know how it goes. Black power. If the whole thing blows, you know how it goes. I will not be a traffic cop. I will not be a goddamn fireman. I will not be out there telling you to stop doing this or stop doing that or don't do this or don't do that. I will tell you to be a monotheist and follow God. I will tell you to follow God. I will say that uniform you're wearing is only a above-ground uniform to be worn while at work. And while you're at work in that uniform, you should go by white law. When you're wearing that uniform and that beret and that patch, you adhere to the federal codes and statutes. Adhere to the Supreme Court rules and laws. Adhere to state law. Adhere to city law. When you're on duty for the new Black Panther Party, we are law-abiding citizens. You understand? We are law-abiding citizens when you are on duty in that uniform, word bond. Now, I don't have nothing to do, and none of us have nothing to do when you're off duty and you're out of that uniform. Black Power, when you out of that uniform and you ain't in that uniform or on duty for us, then you got to follow God. And God is way bigger than me, way bigger than you. Camouflage. Sometimes in American society, the coldest soldier's camouflage is the average civilian uniform. It's a sweatsuit, pair of jeans, baggy, whatever it is. Whatever it is, a camouflage in today's society or today's battlefield is just rolling like an average civilian. I will say no more on this subject, and that is my message for tonight. And love you all, and we will keep working. Get the Book of Khaled, the Book of Khaled, all Panthers, read the Book of Khaled, please. Get your knowledge up. Get on the road to getting busy. Shout out to Rodrigo, my brother in Memphis. Memphis, Rodrigo, my man, Reynard, Black Power to him, Black Power to Stanley, Black Power to the Minister of Defense, Daryl Hawkins for that great training class in St. Louis, Black Power to the National Chief of Staff, Sister Queen Shimonda Owens, Black Power to Sister Veronica over there in Louisville. Man, Black Power to all of y'all on the phone line. Black Power to Jay Jackson out there in Las Vegas. Black Power to Ali out in California. Black Power to all of the party members in New York. Y'all better catch up. Man, it's so much, and I'm pumped up, but I'm also knowing that some serious stuff may hit the fan this week. I turn it back over to you, sir. Well, Brother Melvin, that's right. Brother Melvin, let me talk about Chief Kamara. He's working with the gangs with me on a national level, Chief Kamara. Amin Ra from New York, the Crips and Amin Ra from New York, working on the gang situation. Yeah, yes. Man, shout out to my man from Arkansas, Brother Adrian Hiley, the one that's moving from Arkansas to Mississippi to Louisiana to Georgia, every damn where, my man, straight crippin' Adrian Hiley, who's helping us build this Black Power movement. Brothers and sisters, it's good news, but I don't want to lull you to sleep. War is coming. So we sit back and see what it is. I love you all. Black Power, I got to go.
We love you, Black. Black Power, we love you, Black, as we point to those that are working with us in teams all across the nation. A great team coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, out of Detroit with Brother Derek, in Minneapolis, Brother Jermaine and Big John is coming out of this, some of our vice lords and some of the gangster disciples in Chicago and in Minneapolis and in Indianapolis and Milwaukee, and also in Columbus, Ohio. We have to give greetings and respect to all of those that are teaming up with the New Black Panther Party for self-defense at this hour, and all accolades and all of appreciation to our big brother, the doctor and attorney chairman, national chairman emeritus, Malik Zulu Shabazz, and all that has been left in the work of honorable national chairman Hashim Akhenaten and Nzinga, and we say long live the Honorable Hashim Akhenaten and Nzinga, and long live the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and just long live the New Black Panther Party under Huey P. Newton, Fred Hampton, every revolutionary that has ever stood up for us, every black person that has ever claimed the Panther. We love you today. We love you yesterday, today, and tomorrow. forever be grateful to all of the work. And we're grateful, Sister Melody, there giving us a call in the background and just showing so much love across the nation as we're rolling here in Georgia, just making things happen here and making it happen across the nation. So we're happy with the outcome. And everywhere we have stopped, from Norfolk to Charlotte, from Charlotte to Columbus, from Columbus Black to D.C., D.C. Black again to Columbus, Black again to Minneapolis, stopping in St. Louis, stopping in Chicago, making partners and team-ups in Indianapolis, reaching out to Milwaukee, stopping in Madison, catching base up and down Wisconsin, Minnesota, all that central region in St. Louis. We're tying it all together, and we're just like a great chef. We love to see it all come together. That right, Sister Melody, you still there with us, Black Power.
Black Power. Good. I got a little pepper in my throat. Yeah, it sounds good.
Yes, ma'am. We link up some Jersey, some New York, and Philly. I got Philly talking to them yesterday. Brother Masoul and all are coming there. Philly, Jersey, New York is on board. Baltimore, Ted Sutton, and all those crews in Baltimore and Washington, D.C., with Stephen Biko, Sister Janae, Brother Hassan, Lieutenant Kyle, Sister Kenya, and all those great Path of Revolutionaries, Brother Sharif, Brother Abdul Shakur, all those teams with Black Lightning at West Virginia. And the team goes on and on and on throughout the Carolinas. And Brother Aaron Harris and Brother Black, Brother Ashe, Brother Charles, and three or four Charles to back up Brother Preston and Sister Keisha and all those Panthers that have just been holding on to the goddamn banner of the Black Panther, holding on to God and their gun at this hour. We're not afraid of the opposition, and we are becoming bigger than the opposition. And watch, we overthrow the opposition because they are the devils that God has promised the victory to the righteous. Every Panther in the original Black Panther Party we reach out to because they will call a team of righteous men, of righteous brothers and sisters. As we go into continuity of the Panther, where the Panther goes and the Panther goes and the Panther woes, damn, nobody knows, goddammit. We are here rolling with it. We're so happy with you. I don't know who's left out there that has not had an opportunity to share. Just take a glance. If you do, press one and you can add your comment to the night. We had a wonderful broadcast. Go ahead, Sister Melody, and give your last closing as we're looking down the line. Black Power.
Black Power. I just want to say, brothers and sisters, we have to strategize at this point. We have to make sure that when this verdict comes down, that we are there to assist our brothers and sisters and keep them from being reactionary to this, because we all know the outcome. It's not going to be any different. It has never been any different. So we need to brace ourselves for whatever. And no, we're not going to be out there telling the brothers and sisters not to burn, baby, burn. We're not going to be out there telling the brothers and sisters not to do what they want to do, because they're frustrated. It's just too much. So, you know, Black Power, all power to the black and oppressed people throughout the world. And let's do this.
Black Power, all power to all the oppressed and those that have been downtrodden, those that have been neglected all over the black network of black people around the planet, those in the diaspora, those that are in Africa that may be suffering from some form of criminal neglect at this hour. We're here to free the black man from all the yokes that bind the people. And as the crackers are ready to chime in and they execute us, all of them are cocked and ready. The lieutenant is cocked and ready. Fox News is cocked and ready. Goddamn mortician and the medical examiner, the police chief. You find everybody, including the goddamn dog catcher, is ready to chime in and ready to defame the black revolution and defame the black man and take our life without due process. Or we're going to put an end to their tyranny. And we thank you so much, Sister Melody, for those contributions you made over the years to Black Power Radio. Thank you, and assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Alaikum assalam. Shukran.
Shukran. Jazakallah wa khair. Thank you and ask Allah to continue to bless you. During this month of Ramadan, subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruka. And we thank you so much for those that have 757 area code. We got a 364 out there. It would look like they had their hand trying to say something to us earlier. 757-364, you're live at Black Power Radio.
Black Power, Black Power, you're speaking to
oh, Mama.
Fever.
Surprise. Black Power,
yeah,
Queen,
Black Power, I was checking for the show to come on. I said, well, I don't know what's going on, but one thing we got to do is we have to come together by any means necessary, because there is a powerful war out here, bloody war, that we got to fight. But the only way we're going to fight this war is we got to come together as one and think positive, do things positive, and be positive, and love one another, because that's the only way we're going to have to fight a war together, is to love one another. So we all got to come together, all these little differences and things, take it away, throw it away, tell it to go away, and don't even let it come our way. So that's what we got to do. We got to love one another and fight together with one another, because we got a war out here. And this war, they ain't playing. Now I'm going to say Black Power. More power to the people by any mean necessary. Black Power.
That's right, Queen Kashiba. We thank you so much for your years of contribution to Black Power Radio. And that 10 to 11 years that's been going on, you've been foremost. And we thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. To all the East
Black
Coast
Power.
Black Power.
Salam.
Black Power. We're going straight up the line, Black Power. We'll hit them right there in New York City. We've got a 347-526. 347-526. You're live on Black Power Radio. 347-526. You're live.
Peace. How you doing there, bro? All the, to
peace
all the brothers out there. Black Power.
Black
I just want to say one
Black
thing. Well, I don't know if you heard about that the U.S. police, they had in the news where they had the U.S. police and also the public officials had put money inside that GoFundMe for that young 17-year-old white supremacist out there in Kenosha, Wisconsin, that killed those two white boys. But anyway, in Virginia, they had the internal affairs, the white guy that was over them, that's over them. And he was saying, you know, they thought that once they donated the money, that it's going to be, you know, that it would be hit. Came out that, you know, when you donate the money, that they show your comments and things of that sort, of how much you gave. But what it was saying inside the news is that the U.S. police and the public officials have put money in that GoFundMe for that young cow. And they said in the article, they said that it's for police and also for right-wing white supremacists. Or they didn't say white supremacists, but they say that's what it is. They said right-wing activists. They put that money away so they can get lawyers when they kill black people. They bowl with it. So watch out there. Be careful out there and things of that sort, my brothers and sisters, because this is what's going on. They telling us straight blank that this is what they're going to do. So the U.S. police is for the U.S. police.
That's right. That's right.
For the right-wing activists.
Right, All those white folks are together. All of them, Biden, all Trump, all that Clinton, Bush, it's all of them are together. Pelosi, Trump, all of those crackers work together. They're in unison, in harmony with Newt Gingrich, Rush Limbaugh, he working from the grave of Rudy Giuliani, Michael Levine, Bill O'Reilly, the converse to it, the ones that are supported, Hal Turner, Race Bannon, all these crackers are one and the same. And they support each other financially, and they support each other militarily. And we just have to wake up and start supporting each other militarily and spiritually and culturally and in every way that we need to support each other. And that matters.
And let me say this, Ogbaugh. Yeah. But also, Ogbaugh, when they showed the article, they had the picture of the officers up there, but they showed one. They dropped it low, and they had one officer sit inside a seat with his mask on, and you know, with his little mask on and stuff. But you can see that he was either Asian or either Latino, Spanish. So they're letting you know that it's not this white that's down with them that's funding this ethnic groups, other people of color that's coming against black people. They say African-American, but you know they're going to kill. They don't know the difference between African-American and the Caribbeans and things of that sort. But mainly they want to say African-American, but they're going to kill black folks, period. And so they...
Yes, that's right. They want to defame our brother Elijah, to defame and dishonor the black man and defame and dishonor our position of dignity and respect. They want to steal what Adam Clayton Powell said is our integrity, but we are just not going to allow it. We're going to stand up against this devil. We're going to shake him. We're going to shake him until he bend his knees and bend over, and we can boot him right on out of the human society, because we have to stand up against oppression and tyranny until there is no more oppression, until there's no more tyranny anywhere on the land. The fear tactics, no one is afraid of the devil at this hour. This man has been, he's totally exhausted his usefulness anywhere in the civilized society. In fact, he has demonstrated that he rejected the principles of civilization. We alluded to it earlier that it's a payola. It's a payoff when they execute a black man. They underground, like you say, all those with Newt Gingrich and the crew that was with Rush Limbaugh, white nationalists, white bigots, are going to underground and send $1 million for them to get off the hook when they execute a black man or black woman or any one of our black children. They will pay their way out of the circumstances of incrimination. These people are masters of deception. We are exposing them, and we are going to rid ourselves of a no-good, low-down, vicious white man along with his no-good wench, straight up and down, 6 o'clock bitch, the she-devil herself. We have no fear of accusation of them at all. And I just say black power, mm-hmm. and some strong black revolution at this hour. Black power? Black power. As we roll on up, I got a 248. We're trying to get out of here before it gets too late. At 248, 248-225, you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power? Are you covered with some Black Power? We got 248 going once. 248-225, you're live. You're live on Black Power Radio. We're moving on. We're going up to Columbus, Ohio. We got a 614 out there. At 614, 614, Columbus, Ohio, you're live on Black Power Radio. 614 at 625, you're live here on Black Power Radio. Black Power, coming to you, Brother Charles. 614, 614, 625, you're live on Black Power Radio. We're leaving Cincinnati and rolling up. We're rolling out of Columbus, rolling it up. Black Power, we're going to Detroit. Okay, with me. You might have had it. You might have gotten. Let's try it again. Try it again. We're black at 614.
Black Power.
614, Black Power. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
Black Power. Columbus, Ohio. doing it. That power to my brother and sister. Thank God for another thing on top of ground. My recruits came back to me today. So tomorrow we're going to rush up and recruit tomorrow as well. Far peace mentality. I don't know what y'all talking about. I was taking care of my mom and going in and out. So I'm going to let you know what we're doing in Columbus, Ohio. We pushing it.
You got two shout outs from several people that have talked tonight, including the National Chairman Emeritus Attorney Dr. Malik Zula Shabazz gave you a shout out for the work in Columbus, and many others from myself and from all of those that teamed up, Brother Derek in Detroit, Brother Derek in Columbus, Brother John is going to be there for you in Minneapolis, and all of those people in St. Louis, in Chicago, all of those central units are going to be team. It's going to be one team, and they're going to be showing up everywhere you look and everywhere you go to help Columbus, Ohio, the capital, to help you as the state chairwoman to do a much greater job with greater effectiveness right in Columbus. Black Power.
Black Power, I appreciate you, National Spokesman Art Bar, and General Attorney Malik Zula Shabazz. I really do appreciate them this time. This time around, it's going to be powerful this time around. This time around, it's going to be so powerful. It's going to be full of Columbus, Ohio. I made like 30 phone calls yesterday. I made like 20 phone calls. I ain't never did that stuff before. Now I'm on it big time. The New Independent Party of Columbus, Ohio is going to be festive with brothers and sisters. When we can keep on moving to the other state, next state. My work is good. And y'all, if people have been in Columbus, Ohio, know my work is good. My hospitality is good. People in Columbus, Ohio know me. I'll be all over Columbus, Ohio. I don't step to the west side. I don't do zebras. I don't do crackers. So I stay away from the west side. I got people buying me bicycles for my black boys and black children. My African-American children. People buy me bicycles. They buy me dogs. They hand me money right as I speak it. I get phone calls. What you need? Buy me something for the children. Only for the children. I'm doing a brand new clothes. Not no used clothes. I want brand new clothes for my children. I want a brand new bicycle. I want everything I never had when I was growing up. So that's why I'm on big time for my children to get brand new clothes, brand new shoes, Jordans. I know they never material stuff. A lot of children like to have some of that so they go through and feel good about themselves. They build their self-esteem up. I don't buy no play water guns or no toy guns, no cap guns. For what? They need something like basketball so they can achieve themselves and be successful when they get older. Doll babies. I buy black doll babies head up. I don't buy no full doll babies because the children need to stay children. They don't need to be growing too fast. That's the problem now. Children are growing too fast. Mamas don't keep out their children like they should. Kids run the street at nighttime. Mama needs to get the house at home by herself. Get no food. They hungry. No clothes. No education. They don't know how to read. They don't know anything. So mama and dog coming to Ohio, make sure these children coming to Ohio going to be loving me to love themselves, to get their education. Because anybody says I'm giving these children and these dog babies high price, they're not going to get it easy. They got to let me know what's going on next. They got to let me know what's going on here coming. They don't even know what goes or rolls apart. I need to know the education, black education. That's where they gonna get my children, get my bicycle and my Google boards, something big. I'm doing face painting next month, passing out food on 22nd and Livingston. Every month I'm gonna be on that corner. But the big event, when National Spokesman come down here and whoever come down here, he bring like last time, it's gonna be going to popping again. And we're gonna knock on so many more doors. Minimum, they're going to know we here. They already know we here already. But my national chief of me, my local chief of staff came to me. He said, "Look, I'm glad you put me back on board." I put him back on board. Yeah, like Chairman Lee said, bring him back in. I'm going to bring Mike back in. He'll be here tomorrow. He'll hit the grill up. He'll be here tomorrow. He'll even recruit tomorrow.
That's absolutely right. We've adopted 22nd Street. That's Black Panther Way right there in Columbus. We got our own street, our own name. We claim we didn't have to ask nobody. We take charge of all Black Panther property and view right there in Columbus. And we had a tremendous fundraiser. We were able to walk around and collect from that same speaker, get $500 towards the Panther, and then reorganize, restructure the Panther, bringing the Panther together from the region. And so we're just doing the goddamn work. It's not nothing new, ain't nothing strange. No new song and dance, just doing the goddamn work. And we're just so proud and happy to be teamed up with you there in Columbus, Sister Mama Don. And we got so much love for you and your family. And those people that are dedicated, they are sincere, and they're working and produce. They're big producers in Columbus, Ohio. And that's why I love them so much. So we look forward to seeing you in all of those regionals, all of the national, all of the different situations that make growth for the state of Ohio. Black Power.
Okay. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. We'll see you all soon. We'll be right there where you are. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. As they go out of Ohio, we got, I think, maybe one or two more. Who didn't get a? Charles is up there. I see Charles and an 803. I'm going to go to Charles, the 803, and I'm going to see who else we missed. Let's see if we can get Charles out of Tidewater. Right down in North Virginia. You got 757-510. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power, brother.
Black Power, brother Charles. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Can't complain. A lot of things going on in this world, and regardless of how the they've been diverted tomorrow. I hope everybody keep a cool head and don't nobody do nothing to get in no trouble. Because you got a lot of hard heads out there who want to see justice. And they ain't going to see justice in the form they want to see it in. So I just pray that everything, you know what I mean, don't escalate into a civil war. Because they've been talking about a civil war for a while now. It started with Trump with the little Capitol Hill stunt.
Oh, my. He went after his own vice president. You know, he was trying to kill Pence over there. A whip him a big deal. Were trying to maim, injure, or harm Pence for counting them goddamn votes and finding that Trump was not the winner. The election had not been, any collusion during the election process. It was not votes for Trump, but it was just
nothing.
And then all of them flip that. So that makes the Republican not worth a damn to you, me, or Uncle Sam. Every one of them flipped. Lindsey Graham flipped. What's that called? The bitch hitch. Mitch McConnell flipped. They did storm the Capitol. They didn't storm the Capitol. They did collusion with Trump. They didn't have collusion. It was an overthrow. It was treason. It was every combination of ignoring the family value system, ignoring the balanced budget, ignoring any concept of balanced, sane, logical thinking, any kind of clean politics. It was dirty pool from the one in the jump street. A little handful of crackers pumped 21 police departments, backed them down, slam dunked them, killed five people, and didn't get the crackers. Come out and ask you to ignore that happened, that they didn't kill five people, that they didn't, you understand, storm the Capitol. That they were not guilty of overthrowing the government. It's just crazy people who want you to ignore your own lying ass eyes. And it's just, the gig is up, buddy. You can't talk to a real man and know what's going on. So just tell them, they're selling that goddamn white supremacy package. But that does not mean, Brother Charles, that we are buying the goddamn package. Say, hell no.
No, that's right.
Hell no, we don't go. We don't go in for that. We ain't buying no goddamn bed of rose petals. And for you crackers that come in here singing Kumbaya and tiptoe through the goddamn tulips, the hell with
you. They buying guns every day.
Because he doesn't have a goddamn thing to offer himself. Is that right, Black Power?
Black Power.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Nothing to offer himself. He no dignified person, no intelligent person. He's going to accept the leadership of a white man, Democrat, nonetheless, a white man, Republican. He will lie on his mama, his daddy, his aunt, just to save his no good, rotten cracker face. And look at Lindsey Graham. He done flipped and flopped so much, his face done turned orange. Orange than Donald Trump's toupee, man. I don't want Man, these guys are ridiculous, man. And then they want to cover it. And then Fox News is coming. They're going to chime in on the next cover-up. They're going to chime in on the next lie. And not that the CNN and everybody else is telling the truth, but we know what you're telling us a lie, right? We know that you ain't, you're not going to face anyone with the truth. Any mature adult person that have intelligence, you don't even want to talk to them because you have been deceptive, scheming-ass liar so long that the truth is not even in you. No truth left in this guy. Your character damage has been done. Your character flaws are louder than the lime green and canary yellow that you wear. And I'm going to stay away from these cracks. And we are going to move for our own self-government. We don't need no assistance, no guidance, no help with the language, no help with the mathematics. We don't need an IT professional. We don't need anything from this cracker. And we are totally successful on our own. Black power?
Black power.
Black power. We'll see you soon, Charles. We're going to be at Tidewater soon. So thank you so much, brother, tonight for coming.
All right.
To Black Power Radio. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power? Black Power. There you go. Brother Charles is gone. 803, you're going to be the last call. I'm looking for Fred. I don't know where Fred is tonight. He's not even online, but we're going for 803. 803, you're live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power? 803 357 and the 357 Magnum right in your ear. Talk black to us at 803. May very well be our last caller tonight. Okay, let's see. Can we get 803 to come live? I know you're not asleep, are you, 803? 803-357, 803 with the 357 Magnum in your hand. Talk black to us tonight. We're on Black Power Radio, and we got all kinds of subjects on you, authors, journalists, writers, the plan. How are we going to end police, some call police brutality? The pigs, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. Who in the fuck do we really hate? Democrats, independents, Republicans, DA, judge, police, executioner, executioner, the pigs, and the whole goddamn bunch. Assalamu alaikum, Black Power. Power going for some Fred. Fred is up in here, rolling with the punches, y'all. We can give it all to you now. Clap me now and dig me later. We're going to rock your soul and give you more of what you listen to radio for. We'll bring up some Fred. Fred is live on Black Power Radio. You get to talk black. You might even get the last word tonight. Black Power, welcome to Fred. Fred of Black Power.
Black Power, everybody out there in D.C., Atlanta. Well, I just came back in, Akbar, and then, like I said, the streets is locked down in Sacramento and everywhere in the Bay. But like I said, whatever go down, we're going to handle business out there. But listen, the deal is we had a good show last night and a good show tonight. But listen, I'm telling everybody right now, whatever happens, we're going to stand up and fight for the justice for the people, and we're going to keep fighting with the justice for the people. Because I'm getting tired of the police doing child and killing kids in the street like babies and whatever. You know what I'm saying? But listen, the deal is I'm not scared to walk the streets, and I'm not scared to ask nobody and say, you're a nigga. No, I'm not a nigga. I'm a man of my peers. I like justice, and I'm always had justice for the people, because I'm telling you, I'm here for one thing. I'm here for the people, and the people got to understand we're not no bad people. We are the new Black Panthers, and we stand up for justice. But like I said, people, y'all got to understand the white man is taking our lives, and we can't stand that no more. We got to stand up. So that's what I'm saying to y'all. I love my man Akbar, and I'm telling y'all, I'm going to tell y'all one more time. Listen to that man. Listen to him. He's telling y'all the right thing. So like I said, this is Freddie Fred out in the Bay Area talking Black Power Radio to everybody out there in the Bay. But like I said, everybody got to understand. Listen to Akbar, and he will not tell you wrong. So I'm going to take you back to my main man on Black Power Radio.
Thank you, Black Power. Black Power, Fred is Fred from that west side and giving us so much energy. And he gives us a daily update on what's taking place in Sacramento and all over San Francisco as well as Oakland, and giving it to us from Fairfield, Fairland, and also in Vallejo, California. We thank you so much, beloved, and all of you are in Black Power Radio. We thank you so much tonight for making this another success for Black Power Radio. And, oh, man, one more guy got in behind you, brother. And I can't disrespect 832 because it just might be you. At 832, thank you, Fred. It's Fred. Assalamu alaikum. Black power to the West Side.
Black power, black power, black power, black power, black power, black power, black power,
black power. Black power, black power. Black power and a strong black military to black that goddamn call. As we go to 832, your last caller tonight, 832-483, you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power 832, looks like a Houston, Texas area code of 832-483. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power Texas. Texas going once, Texas going twice. Are you there? You just came on the line. Texas 832, Houston, Texas area code 832-483. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power, are you there? Black Power? 832 is not there. They're not by the where they can get by the phone or anywhere. So 832, you're our last shout-out tonight. We're just going to say Black Power, thank you for all that has been said, all that's been done. For all of those that show and do what they do, we know that the best has been said, but no one can say it better because Marvin Gaye said it best. Black Power, Black Power.
Love your mother, love your brother, love your girl.